An American judge ruled that a group of creditors that mistakenly received $500 million from Citigroup did not have to repay the money to the bank. The creditors are in dispute with Revlon, a cosmetics company and a client of Citi's. The bank sent $900 million to creditors last August, though it had meant to recompense them with only a small interest payment. Some $400 million has been returned, but the judge found that the creditors had grounds to think the payment was intentional, as the idea that Citi could make such a blunder was borderline irrational. The bank is appealing against the decision. Jaguar Land Rover laid out an ambitious plan to rebrand its Jaguar cars as all-electric by 2025. Under its new chief executive, Thierry Bolloré, the company plans to offer battery-powered versions of all its models by 2030. All three of its British factories will stay open. The state of New York filed a lawsuit against Amazon, claiming it had been deficient in ensuring the safety of its warehouse workers during the pandemic and had not adequately disinfected its facilities. The online retailer had tried to stop the suit, arguing that workers' safety is covered by federal, not state law. It says it has spent $11.5 billion on COVID measures. New York's suit is the latest in a series of state challenges to the way Amazon conducts its business. Air France KLM reported an annual net loss of 7.1 billion euros, that's $8.1 billion. The French-Dutch airline group said the current tightening of travel restrictions in some European countries because of COVID-19 made for a challenging start to this year. An Israeli startup that is developing 3D printers for meat undertook a successful fundraising round that will allow it to distribute its products to restaurants this year. Redefine Meat combines 3D meat modelling, food formulations and food printing to build complex matrix meat on its machines, made from proteins found in legumes and grains and fat from plants. The steaks resemble the texture and taste of choice cuts of beef, but with no cholesterol. Bill Gates this week called on rich countries to switch to 100% synthetic beef in order to lower greenhouse gas emissions from the cattle industry.